Tim, the bizarre and oddly dressed enchanter, provides the knights with the final clue that leads them to the Holy Grail.
Yes, I can help you find the Holy Grail.
To the north,
there lies a cave, the cave of Caer Banog, wherein, carved in mystic runes upon the very living rock, the last words of Ulfin Bedwyr of Regged make plain the last resting place of the most holy grail.
A fine performance there in the role of Tim the Magician,
Vernon
by
Tate,
Harry Cripps,
drama critic of the Transport and General Workers Union.
And a performance that will live in the memory, along with Sir John Gielgud's Lear at Stratford in 1952, Burt Lancaster's extraordinary Tinkerbell in Peter Pan at the Globe in 65, Norman Hunter's uncompromising Polonius at the National 3 years ago, and most recently by Claire Bloom's breathtaking portrayal as Jackie Charlton in Peter Hall's Romeo and Juliet, where Miss Bloom's delicate command of the Rococo intricacies of Geordie abuse was matched only by her tight ball control in the balcony scene. But of all these, Sir John Gielgud's Lear stays longest in the memory. Many people still recall his brilliant performances at Stratford that year, but I prefer to remember him one autumn afternoon in front of a hostile crowd at Molyneux. The play had been getting pretty rough, with Goneril and Kent both booked before the interval, and Albany, Edgar and Regan sent off on the hour mark, but the trouble really began when Cornwall blatantly blinded Gloucester in the penalty area and referee Ken Parry of Swansea waved play on, unleashing a storm of booing from the incensed Gloucester supporters, which reached a crescendo as Sir John stepped forward.
The trick of that voice I do well remember. Is not the king?
Aye, every inch a king. When I do stare, see how the subject quakes. I pardon that man's life. What was their cause? Adultery? Thou shalt not die. No, die for adultery, no. The wren goes to it, and the small gilded fly dies lecher in my sight. Let copulation thrive. For Gloucester's bastard son was kinder to his Arthur than my daughter's got between the waters.
An outstanding performance there. Sir Ralph.
Yes, he's certainly very tremendous in terms of his talking and moving and gesturing and being an actor in general. In fact, in terms of his acting, I would say.
Cho In Lai.
I was tempted to recall the Grenadier Guards in the role of Macbeth.
All these daggers that we see before us, the anvils towards our hands. Come, let us touch thee.
The finest masked Shakespearean tragic hero I've certainly ever seen. Sir Ralph.
Well, we're going back to join the film in the 62nd minute in terms of the where there's been fighting and killing of the knights by the rabbit in general.